Get Ruined Dits for Breakfast. Weekdays from 6 or subscribe to Ruined Dits for Breakfast Catch-Up at triplem.com.au.
Oh, Roo, we're back. How are you?
Yeah, I think a few people thought we weren't coming back, but I tell you what, I knew I was back when the alarm went off this morning.
So I was having another dream again this morning and playing for the Crows again.
Oh, were you?
I know, that's when I know I'm deep asleep.
What position were you?
I'm playing.
Were you midfielder or forward?
No, I was in trouble because I wasn't doing the running over the break in my dream, and I knew that when I come back, and Neil Craig was still coaching, and so I knew when I come back I was going to get exposed.
Roo, I felt like, you know, I'd had an arm chopped off or something. You know, I'm just nothing without you. I was like, I was walking around, you know, lost.
What,
for
someone
2 weeks.
Getting your coffees or beers or wines or something? Is that what you mean? Or
that's right. Correct.
So Kate's worn out.
Yeah.
One of the many publicans in the Adelaide Hills.
No, they got a good story.
Where have you
don't
been?
Worry. I've been helping the economy. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
I'm doing my bit. Yeah, for sure. Well, what did you do on the 2 weeks off?
I have been in the caravan on the road doing the family thing. Yeah, been up
so the caravan was rocking again.
She was rocking, all right. Don't worry about that. And I had a great couple of weeks. Really good. I'm actually looking forward to get back to work, which does not happen too often.
Maybe silly, be stupid.
Yeah, I might be lying a little bit.
We're having a sensible conversation until then. So saw a bit of South Australia.
Yeah, just went camping up the river over Easter, and we'll remember a little while ago how perfect that weather was over the Easter weekend.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Brilliant. We have 7 families, 28 kids, and 14 adults up on the riverbank. What could go wrong?
You're joking.
Nothing.
No.
That was all good. And then up to Port Augusta to eat crabs, squid. And whiting.
Beautiful.
Best little catch of whiting.
We live in the best joint. We really do. We keep saying it, but I don't mind if we remind ourselves every day. I love it.
Well, I learnt something about crumbing fish.
Crumbing fish?
Panko crumbs. P-A-N-K-O. If you're a fisherman out there, you probably already know. You're probably saying catch up with the times, Roo.
Panko
crumbs.
Right.
They're the ones that you should use. Absolutely beautiful.
So there's another
deal you're
obviously
Dits.
On, is it? Panko.
Hey?
Is there another one, is it? Up there with Steel Blue. Is this another deal?
No. I'm not getting a dollar out of Panko. Hopefully I will in the future, but put that down in your...
All right. Later on this morning, Roo, Tex Walker in the studio. Gee, aren't your boys on fire?
Going okay.
Gee, scoring.
Going okay.
Big scores.
Big scores, yeah. Conceding a few bigger scores too.
Yep.
Need to tidy that up, Pikey. We've got Big Mal coming on. We've got Pete Hellier coming on. This is going to be a big show.
Yeah, it is. Ruined Dits. We are back. It's 104.7. Adelaide's Triple M.
Ruined Dits for Breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
6:11, Ruined Dits. We are back after a big Anzac Day. Hey, Roo, I went to a dawn service yesterday up at Harndorf. Yeah,
I was going to ask you if you went to a dawn service.
I just wanted to mention it. I get right into it. I actually love it, and I think we can never pay enough respect.
I get emotional listening to it. I tear up.
Every time I hear the last post, and I watched the start of the Collingwood Essendon game again yesterday, I never tire of listening to that either. It's brilliant.
What a privilege it is to be able to play on Anzac Day. Mm. Really, it would be good if everyone got an opportunity to do it. I know Collingwood and Essendon have started it and got a great crowd yesterday. Mm. But, gee, it makes you jealous, doesn't it?
Yeah.
To be part of it.
I went to the big Anzac Day clash yesterday.
Where?
Harndorf, Mount Barker.
How'd they go?
Harndorf got up.
Ooh, Yanchi.
There was a point in it, and they kicked a goal right at the end, won by 7 points.
Gee whiz, you would have had to celebrate afterwards.
Helped them a little bit. Number one ticket holder, thank you.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah, biggest appointment I've had in a long, long time.
Short of celebrities up there, eh?
Gee whiz.
I said to them, have to buy your way into
I've never been number one at anything.
Do
you? You've got a bribe.
Bloody hell.
You got a bribe.
Must have cost a few dollars.
Anyway, let's talk about real things, shall we? Do you see where... Now, I don't know who's bluffing here or what, but I get the feeling it might be the North Koreans. But
I hope they
yesterday, Kim Jong-un named Darwin as one of his targets. So Australia is in their sights. Basically, any of the allies of the West, I think.
That worries me. We're going to Darwin in July for one.
Selfish reasons. How about the world at war?
Obviously.
Does that bother you at all?
Yeah, of course it does. Absolutely it does. I mean, I'd listen to the Anzac Day stuff and... when they talk about Sydney and Darwin getting, bombed and back in, was it 1942 that Sydney had subs in there and all that stuff, I just think, it doesn't feel right that now you, when you walk around Sydney Harbour that you could actually get bombed there, does it? Or even Darwin or anywhere.
On May the 4th, Trump and Turnbull, our Prime Minister, are going to meet to discuss what's going on around the world. I'm sure the Rusciutto holiday in Darwin will be on the agenda.
I'll make sure they get cleared up. I'll tell Big Mal later on.
I'm sure you'll get a mention.
Actually, the NT News, you're talking about Darwin, NT News front page today has Kim Jong, is it? Him on the front page next to a missile, and it's got Kimbecile as the front page. So they're taking the mickey out of quite a serious situation up there, as they usually do. So I want to actually get someone clever on, Dits. Not saying that you and Mel aren't, but someone who
that'd
actually
knows.
Yeah, it would be. Right. And that'll surprise the listeners.
Us off in a new direction totally.
Well, you sort of read, you skip read, you sometimes you get into it, this stuff with what's going on with Trumpy and North Korea. Are we seriously a threat, or does anyone not know? Or because a lot of people were saying they haven't got the capabilities at the moment to strike Australia.
Or has
the
Trump
US
called his bluff over recent days?
I read an article saying that within 3 years they will have the capabilities, and 3 years can go by pretty bloody quickly. Yeah. And I'm sure if he's still around, he'll have a bit of a memory, won't he?
Bit of talk about whether they've got the finances to do it as well.
Right.
I don't think it's the flushest country around.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, let's move on. Other topics.
We'll get that smart bloke on one day.
Yeah.
Or woman.
If we can find one. find someone.
Mm.
What happens is we ring these people and they go, what, Triple M? No, we go on the ABC, thank you.
Yep.
Yeah. Waste our time.
Stick your footy.
Yeah. Speaking of sport, this is something that will affect all of us. This is a lifetime. This is a generational thing. Channel 9 has been urged by an investment bank, UBS, who oversee a lot of the media investment around the world, have told them to pull out of cricket. They're saying that they're losing $40 million every summer on Test cricket. They pay $100 million for it, and the revenue, according to UBS, is only ever around $60 million.
Right.
You can't go on losing $40 million every year on something like that, can you?
No, it doesn't.
I've heard
like
of lost leaders before at the supermarket, but that's a bit, that's ridiculous.
So Channel 9 part ways with the cricket.
That's the end of an era, isn't it?
Well, no one else is going to take it up. If they're going to lose significant amounts of money, or are they just going to take less money to keep it on TV?
Well, its market value has to have dropped. Test cricket grounds are empty around the world.
Yeah, it has. And people haven't got the time to sit around and watch that much cricket anymore.
No.
But rather watch Big Bash, wouldn't they?
I mean, you look into facts and figures a lot, Roo, and I've thought for a long, long time, if Kerry Packer was alive today, would he be, as much as he loved it and he turned world cricket around, there's no doubt about that, would he stand for that? Would he look at empty grounds and go, gee, hang on, when I watch Big Bash at night, they're full and it takes 3 hours to televise?
When did World Series cricket start?
In the 70s.
Well, that's when he changed cricket then. He was identifying it then, that people wanted one-day cricket at night, didn't he? So that's been
bit of a visionary.
40 years ago. Mm. So, yep, I think it's in trouble.
But Richie Beno, Bill Laurie, we've had them in our lounge rooms for decades, haven't we? Since the 70s.
Yeah, but unfortunately things change, and Big Bash is the thing at the moment, so they'll probably make a play for that, I suppose, won't they?
Hey, can I just remind you, moving on, I just want to ask you about a story. You've just come back from 2 weeks in the caravan.
Yes.
Going back a year or two, you took the family across the Nullarbor.
Great trip. Yeah. Nullarbor's an underrated
place.
What was
the, just remind us again, what happened there with the fuel tank issue? What was that about?
Oh, you'd like to harp on the negatives of a trip.
I need to get to the bottom of something here. Wasn't the negative, it was a funny story.
I wanted to get to the bottom of the petrol tank.
What happened?
I was draining it.
What happened?
We pulled up at a petrol station, a little place called Balladonia.
Yep.
Beautiful little spot in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I was about to pull up, and then I had to go a little bit further, and my lad said, can I put the petrol in? It happens every single
this
time.
This is Nick Ricciuto.
Nick. So I got distracted a little bit.
How old was he at the time?
Six.
Righto.
Or five. Mm. And so got him out, let him do it, and put 111.9 litres of unleaded into the car and went in to pay for my petrol. And I said, oh, mine's just the unleaded, mate. And he said, nah, it's diesel. And I said, nah, unleaded. And he said, nah, it's the diesel. And I went, oh, shit. Because I was 200 k's from anywhere decent. And, so I had a petrol tank full of diesel.
So, and then you had to get it siphoned out and
Yeah.
You had to get towed a couple
by, Wolf Creek.
Anyway.
Actor. had eight people in a four-seater car and beautiful. All that sort of stuff.
Yeah. I asked this for a reason. I just don't know if Nick Ricciuto's been let off the chain during the school holidays. Have you kept an eye on him? Because the federal government has been told to explain why two state-of-the-art $1.5 billion warships anchored in Sydney...
Oh, no.
Have had the wrong fuel put in them.
Bull dust.
They have.
Come on.
Hey, this is unbelievable. 54,000 tons of ship sitting there, and we can't move them. We now have to empty the tanks of these. Now, if all hell breaks loose up north there somewhere,
probably
we might need these ships.
Yeah, exactly right. We do need them.
It's amazing.
How can that happen? That is,
I don't know.
No, that's unbelievable.
It's hilarious,
No,
isn't
Nick
it?
Hadn't been over there. Me and Sarah
sure?
were there. We were over there to watch Winks, remember? But I didn't have anything to do with that.
I smell a rat.
Could have been. Could have been me. But,
all right.
Ruin Tits for Breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
Only 17 today, Rob. Can't believe a chair or two.
Winter is
when
here.
When we were here a fortnight ago, we were saying, 25 today,
beautiful.
26 tomorrow. Jeez, we had some good weather, didn't we?
Mm,
we
were away on holidays. I had to run to work this morning, only 100 metres, mind you, but it was freezing out
there.
Give
us that noise when you're on the bike.
Yeah,
a bit of that going on.
Yeah.
Hey, well done, Glenn from Flagstaff Hill. He is off to see the Crows and Richmond.
Yeah, this good is a big Glenn. Game this weekend. Absolute ripper. Looking forward to it.
In a moment, Pete Helly is going to join us. Now, the Logies the other night, very, very funny. You remember Jacket Gate on Channel 9?
Yeah, a couple of the girls got really antsy, didn't they?
Yeah, can't wear that. No. I'm wearing that colour. Mm. You can't wear that. Go and put a jacket on.
Mm.
Well, he got up with Kat Stewart, who's my favourite.
Yeah. Was she in Underbelly?
Yeah, but also, what is it? Offspring.
Offspring
that
Kate
and I get on the couch and watch.
Cool.
And so Pete Hellier got up and they were on stage together giving out a Logie.
You were joking when you said you were going to wear fuchsia.
Why would I joke? Who jokes about wearing fuchsia? You've been speaking to my mum, haven't you?
What did your mum say?
That I look like a Teletubby going to a funeral. Put this on and we can do it again and that will look nice.
Well, why can't you wear it?
I can't wear... I'm nominated for the Gold Logie, Kat.
Yeah, but you're not going to win.
Well, you don't know...
It's
good stuff.
Yeah,
I love it.
He's very funny, Pete. Very funny.
Let's get him on. Hey, by the way, he's got a new show as well. He can tell us all about it. Pete Hellier, good morning.
Ruined it. How are we? Good morning.
I love that. That was very, very good.
Very
well done
funny.
At the Logies. Yeah. That was fantastic.
Thanks, guys.
You look good in pink.
No, thank you. Well, the fuchsia, actually. And I must point out that I went to Anzac Day yesterday at the MCG and... Never have I been asked more about fuchsia on Anzac Day.
Eddie's head would have been that colour for most of the game. Although I was sitting in the Fox studios and we're sitting there going, put Ed on the screen, put Ed on the screen. We wanted to see Ed. Couldn't be found anywhere. Was he hiding yesterday or what was going on?
He might have been conducting some interviews for a new class.
I was sitting on the couch next to Paul Roos, and I was saying, Roosie, your phone will be ringing any minute right now. So.
No, he's safe. Bucks is safe. We'll be right.
Oh, no.
So the board's right behind him then.
Full support.
The board's right behind him. Full support of the board.
What have you been up to, Pete?
Oh, mate, you know, Logie's the other night and the day yesterday, so I'm a little bit, a little bit exhausted, to be honest, but got the stand-up special tonight on Channel 10 at 8:30. Now, you guys know about the stand-up special because I basically, when I was touring it around the country, I was flogging it particularly hard on your show because it started at the Fringe. It was the first time I did the One Hot Mess was at the Fringe.
Yep.
And then we travelled around Australia and New Zealand and Channel 10 saw it and they wanted to put it on there. So
fantastic.
It's pretty exciting because we're not aware of a commercial network buying a stand-up special like this and putting it on air. So if it works and if lots of people watch it, then, we can see a lot more stand-up on television, and which would be great because, it happens a lot in the States, but less so here.
People who missed the Fringe, I mean, what's One Hot Mess all about?
It's about me, basically talking about me. I keep it all about me. But it's about a family. It's about
fitness.
Fitness. You won't learn a single thing. I can guarantee you that. If you're sick of being preached to by people on television, one hot mess for you because you will not learn a single thing. You may even be a tiny bit dumber when you finish watching the show.
This sounds perfect about 8:30.
Give me an insight into life as a stand-up comic. Now, Rue knows this, that I'm never, ever going to compare myself or put myself in the same bracket, but if Rue, like the other day, says, oh, can you come and host a show at my pub for me, just be the MC for lunch, I have about... well, 4 Sauvignon Blancs before I even open my mouth because I panic that much. Is it same in the world of stand-up comedy or not?
Well, everyone's a little bit different, but I often will have a beer or two before I go on stage, and people often ask me, you know, is it are you funnier after a couple of beers? And it's a slightly strange question, but I always say yes, because if I say yes, then I can claim it on tax. if the Penfolds people are listening, I'm really funny after a Penfolds crash. So.
Good stuff. All right. Well, nothing else to report, Pete. We've missed you for a couple of weeks. We've been away.
Yeah, I know. Mate, Dave Gleason's look out for him. He's wide-handing you. I think he wants the gig. So be careful. I had a couple of chats with those guys, but it's all good. Logies was interesting the other night. I came out of the Palladium. This is some backstage goss for you. I came out of the Palladium where the big room where you won your Brownlow, of course, Rue, and Channel 9 were waiting to interview me, and I was chatting away, and then I feel this hand go through my legs and grab both my testicles.
Oh, beautiful.
And I look behind, and guess who it is? The man of the moment, Molly Meldrum.
No!
it was the most professional squirrel grip. He was like a professional wrestler. And the weird thing is, when I got changed at the end of the night, I found his business card in there as well.
No. It wasn't quite what you were hoping for when you turned around. How's he? He's not tracking too well, old Molly, by the sounds of it.
No, listen, he's obviously had his issues with the fall and all that, but he's still, you know, when you get to spend some time with him and chat to him, he's still Molly, you know, and you know, he was a bit, you know, a little strange and awkward the other day, but good intentions. At least he didn't squirrel grip Sam Johnson on stage at the Logies. At least he saved that for me and for you.
Yeah, lucky for you.
Good on you. Thanks, Pete. Thanks for joining us, and good luck tonight. Now we'll get the details. What time is it on Channel 10?
8:30.
8:30 tonight.
8:30 tonight.
8:30 tonight. Channel 10.
Sorry.
Watch it, support it. Hopefully we can get more stand-up on Australian TV.
Yeah, fantastic. And we've got so much talent in the joint, there's no doubt about that. Pete Hellyer tonight on Channel 10, 8:30.
Ruined Dits for Breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
6:27, Ruined Dits for Breakfast. We're back on this Wednesday morning.
And loving it.
Yeah, we are, aren't we?
Yeah.
Might turn up again tomorrow, Roo. I'm enjoying it that much. Yeah. Hey, a few things, a bit of news filtered back to me during the holidays. I've got a couple of holiday rumours for you. Now, Roo, big tough Roo.
About who?
I've got a couple about you, actually.
What?
Big tough Roo, you kept telling us how you're resisting getting this cat. No, I don't want the family to get a cat, and Sarah's been pestering you and pestering you and pestering you. No. Anyway, I believe the cat has turned up.
The cat's landed. The All cat right. flew in All on right. From New South Wales. On
We don't have any cats in South Australia?
Listen, I didn't buy the cat or order the cat.
Right.
I just paid for the cat.
Right. Is it a special cat?
It's a blue cat.
Blue?
It's blue.
What do you mean blue?
And its name is Blue.
You call it Blue?
The kids called it Bluey. Yeah, funny enough. So, coming on Monday from New South Wales, and we've been getting little updated photos week by week of what the cat's going to look like. So,
yeah.
And the reason I agreed to it, Dits, I told you, was because Sarah would have had another kid without any doubt at all. And I said, listen, you're not having another kid, you can have a cat. Mm. Feed the cat. Put a nappy on it. Do whatever you want with the bloody thing.
How long's the cat been at your house? Since when?
Got landed at 5 o'clock Monday.
Right. Oh, I'll be pregnant any day now. That's what happens. That's what happens at your house.
I tell you what, Tom is chasing it around like he thinks it's a toy. I reckon it could be. It'd be odds on to be squashed within a week.
The word that's filtered through, Roo, and I can't reveal my source, is that you are as soft as butter. This cat is already sleeping on your shoulder.
Yeah, well, right. The cat's taken a liking to me.
Oh.
Yeah, which is a bit weird. It's a little male, and it might have fallen asleep on me on the first night. Beautiful scenes.
Right. So you've won over already.
Yep. No, it knows where its bread's buttered. So, I actually quite like it.
Now, other one I've heard, the other rumour about your little holiday last couple of weeks off, is a couple of my mates were at the Adelaide airport. And
oh, hang on. What's happened here?
Could Mr. Ricciuto please go to gate 18? And then a couple of minutes later, could Mr. Mark Ricciuto please go to gate 18? Now, any danger you're in the Cooper's Bar?
Might have been.
Might have been. What was going on
there? It's one thing to update the Cooper's Bar in the Adelaide Airport, but they probably need to update the speakers in there because I couldn't hear it. Scratcher. And
not
I,
your fault.
No. It was me and a mate. And we were flying, where were we flying? Back to Port Augusta. When we were up there, we had to come back for a funeral. And we thought we'd whack in a few extra beers because we had to leave at about 6 o'clock at night. So we thought after the wake and felt like a couple more beers, as you do. And old Sharp Airlines leaves from gate 554 right down the end of the Adelaide airport. So, yeah, it might have got called out over the speaker, but made the flight and got back to Port Augusta. What about yourself, Dits? Won another golf tournament?
I did, as a matter of fact. I don't like to talk about it, but I won another tournament.
What, a midweeker with about four people in it down at Victor?
It was a big one. No, it was a pro-am, yeah. Senior,
obviously a handicap event.
Pro-am. No, sort of, yeah.
Senior pro-am. Yeah, might have. And, we've spoken about how green your thumbs are.
Yeah.
Given that, in the middle of autumn. When you do your best work and new trees get planted with ones that fall off and change colour.
Red leaves, yeah.
Yep. Yellow so you've been leaves. Doing a fair bit of gardening.
Yeah, did a bit of raking up over the weekend. Yeah.
Bit of raking up.
Leaves.
Anything else over the 2 week period? Any jobs around the house? In the house?
No, that's about all I can think of.
Right. So you're in the good books with Kate there. I have saw a few pictures of yourself at the Stanley Bridge. Have you bought into it?
Where's that?
That is halfway to your house. Actually, it's not halfway to your house. You have to turn left at the roundabout instead of right. Have you bought shares in it? Because my mail is you've been there at sort of quite early on, 11 a.m. ish sort of opening, and been cuddling the dog a little bit down there.
I have been cuddling the dog.
How is Benji?
Yeah,
or Benny.
I thought to myself, I did think to myself, when the dog comes up and sits on your lap, it means you're there quite a bit, doesn't it? When he takes a liking to you.
But I saw one picture there that. And I know you'd been in there for a long, but it looked like you were sunburned. How did you get sunburned when you were sitting in the bubble?
It's hot in there, mate. Very hot in there.
Had the air conditioners on or the fire stoked a bit too much that day, did they?
They must have, yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing.
Oh, hang on, there's
more. There's one more. I see on page two of the advertiser today, we're talking about spending $3 million for entrances into the city to make it memorable as you come into Adelaide and... which I think is a good idea. I think, a bit of a memorable entrance into the city, something to talk about. Well, don't need to spend $3 million up at Harndorf because when you drive into Harndorf, if you happen to turn right, you'll see Dits in his red jocks lounge room window and you don't have to spend $3 there. Because you're wandering around the house in your red jocks.
Who told you this?
I've seen it myself a couple of times, whether it's Jarmy Day or whether it's just on holidays. That'd be a beautiful sight for all those
sit in
many
the window,
tourists that head up to Harndorf.
I often sit in the window there having my morning coffee, reading the paper.
In your red jocks with nothing else on.
Yeah, but I don't expect people to be perving in through the front window, do I? But I have copped a bit of
criticism.
Don't
buy a house in the main street or close your bloody curtains.
Oh, pull the blinds, you reckon?
Yeah, you might have to get the windows tinted.
Yeah.
Good sight all the Asian tourists that head up to Harndorf to see up there, Dits. You've been busted a few times.
All right, is that it?
That's about
it. Righto, thank you. All right.
Ruin Dits for breakfast. On 104.7 Triple M.
That is just brilliant vintage Walker.
Because that's where the Rangers gonna be.
It's Tex Walker, Crows captain.
Distinctive homes, perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home.
Oh, they are top of the ladder at the moment. Tex, good morning.
Good morning, Dits.
Gee, it's been a good... We haven't seen you for a couple of weeks. On fire.
Yeah, I haven't had good holidays.
Very good, thank you.
What did you get up to?
Yeah, not much. Slept and watched The Mighty Power.
Is it cold up in the hills?
Oh yeah,
at the
it's fresh. Yeah,
fresh?
You cuddle up a bit. Yeah, for sure.
No, it's good. Big arms to cuddle.
Ah, very funny. Now
you don't get cold when you pole dance, do you?
No, you don't.
Yeah, come on. Yes. What the hell is going on? That was, do you want to tell the story?
I've just seen this. The lovely Ellie's put this on, what is it, Facebook or Instagram or one of those things.
Yeah.
Tex pole dancing. What's this all about?
I went to a fringe show and I got stitched up.
You were the fringe show.
Yeah, well, not bad on the pole, was I? Dancing.
That's what happens when you spend most of your off-season at the Crazy Horse.
Well, I got...
get a few ideas.
I got called up on the stage and I had to have a dance-off with this... lady.
Yes.
And I tried to get off stage and not have to do it, but had to get back up and do it. So I thought I'd
You look like you knew
bit.
What you were doing a bit,
too. Some good moves.
Yeah.
You could have injured yourself.
You'll leave it there. Righto.
You could have injured yourself doing that.
I could have, but I actually nearly slipped off when I swung around. And But yeah, Ellie's started playing. Yeah. Playing a bit of war. Bit
you
of
might have buggers. To get it back.
So you have to retaliate.
Yeah.
Ellie, if you're listening, he plays dirty.
Because I saw another picture of you getting a facial as well.
It's amazing what happens when it's your birthday, how many photos come out. And
So birthday
your
yesterday.
Skin, your skin looks just, it's glowing, Tex, at the moment.
It is glowing, isn't it? Right.
So you're born on Anzac Day.
Good work.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. A bit of detective work there.
Yeah. I'm born on Anzac Day and 27 years ago.
Right.
So 27. Play your best footy around then, I reckon, Tex.
Oh, we'll see how we go.
You're moving a bit better this year. You're moving good at the moment. A few little tricks weaving around people and lacing out people. Some people saying you're the best kick of anyone for a long, long time over 6'4".
Wow.
That's a big stat, isn't it?
That's a... Big,
best field kick.
Considering most of them can't kick. That's rough and bloody
some,
awkward.
Oh,
so I'm not really up against too
it's
many.
It's not that elite, though.
No. Oh, come on. There's, a lot
there's of... some good. I reckon Buddy Franklin's one of the best field kicks. His,
yeah, he's probably a good shot on goal, more so.
I reckon his field kicking the past, especially since the grand final, especially and this year, I reckon his inside 50 kicks one of the best.
Yeah, haven't had too many zip and five. Sydney, you couldn't have predicted that, could you?
No,
I picked them to make the granny this year.
Did you?
Got that one wrong.
Good judge.
A few stubbies that night.
Yeah. Well, I thought Sydney were going to improve with some of their kids. I didn't predict what was going on. I certainly didn't predict Richmond to be five and zip.
Footy's a funny game, isn't it?
It is. It is.
But no, it's going to be a good test this week, this Sunday against Richmond, 5-0. I think they're second or third, Geelong second.
Geelong. Can I ask you a general question about, we've talked about umpiring from round one because of the changes they've made. I really reckon it's settled down over the last couple of weekends. Would you agree? I think the deliberate thing and what I think
that's
there's a better...
statement coming from you.
Oh, I think they have. But they've relaxed it, let's be fair. They're not paying the ones that they were.
Always takes a month, doesn't it, to work out the interpretations.
I think the deliberate ones, they've relaxed a little bit. And I also think they're not holding the ball as much. They're letting the game flow on.
I don't like that.
And there's times...
If it's there, you have to pay. You have to reward the tackler. Yeah. If someone drops the ball or incorrectly disposes the ball, you need to reward the bloke who tackles. Don't pay it if it's not there or if you're in doubt.
I think sometimes they can get caught up in probably... calling it when it's not there. But
don't call if it's not there.
I'd rather them let it go and miss three or four throughout the game than blow the whistle and say, right, I'm holding the ball when it potentially wasn't.
But then it gets controversial when they do pay one. That's when the crowd gets angry because they think, hang on, you let the other ones go.
Well, I used to umpire when I was a little kid and you can get caught up in the crowd.
You did it?
You can.
In other words, you did.
No,
that's what you're saying.
I was professional and I stuck to my job at hand and I played the situation as it panned out.
What did you get paid to do a game of umpiring to Broken Hill? Can of Coke and a pasty?
I got $15 for boundary.
$20
for boundary, and then I found out goals were $15. So I thought, I'm not running a full game. I'm going to stay in the goal square.
Take five less and just wave a couple of flags.
Smart.
Yeah, right, okay. Tex, a couple of big burning footy questions for you. Mid-season draft has come up many, many times, right? A lot of people talk about this. Now, Melbourne, you know their situation right now with Max Gawn's gone down. Their next ruckman has gone down. Good young fella whose name escapes me at the moment.
Jake Spencer.
Should they be allowed to go out and find a ruckman from another club during the season? Maybe even out of the SANFL, the Waffle?
Oh, I don't reckon you should be able to do it from club to club. Potentially go back to the SANFL or country.
What about someone else's rookie list?
No.
Give a lad a go. Give a lad an opportunity.
No.
Why not?
Because you've had list time, management.
I think you've had time to plan as a footy club for situations like this.
Okay.
Potentially not this bad, have two ruckmen go down, but I think clubs should be more planned.
Otherwise, you'd never have a third ruckman on your list, would you? You'd take it conservatively. That's what list management's all about. That's why you have a list of that size to plan for injuries.
Okay.
I don't want our game to become like an NBA or NFL where you can start trading mid-season. Because I think our game is very unique, and that's why our fans love it.
All right. No, good answer. And you're right. I'd hate to go down the American system path. I don't like it. Another question. Hamstring injuries at the moment. Roo and I talked about this earlier. Port Adelaide's Darren Burgess has come out and talked about the reduction in rotations perhaps having a big effect on player injury at the moment.
Yeah, it's interesting because we've had a couple, and I think our boys from the weekend have pulled up okay. They'll find out 100% today. Exacts.
When is the main training session?
Not till Thursday. Until tomorrow. So the boy, Tails and Knight, will find out. But we've had a few that they've put on the list, like Kyle Cherney, Brad Crouch, but they've had past history. And once you've had a hamstring, you're four times more likely to redo it.
Big stats.
Through our GPS units and feedback that we get, our intensity and high intensity running has gone up nearly 10% this year. So the game's getting quicker. And then obviously rotations, when you get fatigued.
Is that just you, the Adelaide Crows, playing the style of footy, or is that the competition, across the competition?
Oh, I reckon if you looked across the competition, most teams are starting to try to play a little bit more quicker and fast attacking footy. So I reckon most of the teams would be in that situation.
Game's too long, Dits. I keep saying this. They should reduce the length of the game. It's ridiculous. It goes for over 120 minutes.
Well, maybe that'll be looked at by the experts. Tex, I think you're going to thrash Richmond this week. I really do. I think you're playing great footy. But you're kicking big scores, another huge score at the weekend. Some experts are saying you're letting in two bigger scores as well.
Yeah, we've spoken about that the last probably 3 or 4 weeks. That ideally, we'd like to keep teams under a little bit what they're kicking. So if we can keep maintaining our attack and reduce what oppositions are kicking, then that'll help us out enormously.
If Talia and Knight don't play, who's next in line to come in? Who's been playing well at SNFL level?
Well, the one that springs to mind is probably JJ will potentially come
Josh
back
Jenkins.
In. Yeah, if he
straight
gets
through, in.
If he gets, I'd be pretty confident to bring JJ back in. And
that'd be a vote of confidence coming back from a rib. He's been out for 3 weeks.
3 weeks, yeah. I'd bring him back in. I think he's matured into a consistent footballer that he knows his body. And if he puts his hand up, then I'd be 100% behind
him. You wouldn't
him.
Just play Otten down back and do the ruck work?
From down back, nah. I'd play
Otto.
You
did that a couple of weeks ago.
I'd play Otto back, but I wouldn't play him back ruck.
That's what he did 2 weeks ago.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
He played forward. He played forward. You're right, Tex. I apologise. I should never doubt you. Sorry,
hang on. Was that a Fonzie moment?
I was wrong.
All right. So, Josh Jenkins had 3 weeks off.
3 weeks.
Imagine if he was injured. How many weeks would he have had off?
He was injured, did.
Come out.
I've been on holidays. I haven't caught up with the news.
Yeah.
What did you do on your holidays?
Nothing. Correct.
That's good. That's what good holidays are about.
That's right. Very refreshed. I'm jumping out of my skin. Now, Tex, can you leave us with a dad joke?
Well, it was the Irish whiskey triple malted.
Why?
To be sure.
Oh, very good. Very good. Right,
Tex.
Big Tex. Hey, good luck against the Tigers this week, Tex.
Thanks, Dits.
Keep
hope
playing
you're
good
right.
footy. And yourself, seriously, you're in great nick. You must be feeling good.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good at the moment. Boys are giving me a good look at it. So
I haven't spoken to you since the other week. A couple of nice dummies that you sold on Adelaide against Essendon. I love those.
You like them?
Yeah, very clever. Clever.
Thanks, Dits.
As Bruce would say, Tex, thanks to Distinctive Homes, perfect for your lifestyle, our house, your home.
I only have time for one breakfast show.
Ruin Dits for breakfast.
The Governor-General has accepted my advice.
The Prime Minister, Malcolm Big Mal Turnbull.
Oh, it's been a couple of weeks since we've spoken to the number one man in the country.
Well, I've been missing you guys terribly.
Hello.
I mean, Dave and Alana did a terrific job, and you need to watch your backs, but I do miss talking to you, ruined it.
All right. Anzac Day, what did you get up to, Big Mal?
Well, I took time out, of course, to commemorate those who had paid the ultimate price. And by that, I don't mean the all-you-can-eat buffet at the Grand Hyatt, which is quite pricey. Mm. I visited our troops in the Middle East. Now, you may have noticed on the telly the New Zealand troops welcomed me with a haka. And I thought, why don't we have some kind of ceremonial dance to intimidate the enemy? I mean, screaming obscenities from a utility and flashing a brown eye are hardly a cultural exchange. Mind you, I wouldn't mind seeing the Wallabies try it at the next World Cup, coming onto the field in a utility and saying, look up here, brown eye, brown eye. I'm getting quite creative this morning, aren't I?
Yeah, you are.
What about Peter Dutton? He's been been pretty smug lately, celebrating 1,000 days without any illegal immigrants coming in.
Yes, hasn't he got a little smug look on his little Mr. Potato Head? What a rotten head it is. But anyway, look, it's easy. We just don't tell you about it anymore. If it's one thing that Captain Flatulence Scott Morrison did right, it was making the whole thing a secret military operation. Genius. Mm. I just wish we could do the same with federal politics. Nothing to be seen here. Reporting would be treason. Very North Korea, yeah. Bro.
Mm. Fake news.
Kim Jong Turnbull. It's got a bit of a ring to it.
Hey, Tony Abbott just will not go away. Now I see they want to get him to take part in a boxing match, in a bout.
Absolutely. And I'm not going to make any jokes about being punched in the ring either. So you can forget about that. Right. Well, I think it's a preposterous suggestion. And loath as I am to say fake news, I think it is fake news. Mind you, if the Manly Ferry can't kill the Mad Monk, hopefully Senator Chisholm can. And, how long do I have to put up with that crab-walking, tight-skinned, bike-riding lunatic just lurking around? So hopefully he does take Chisholm in the ring and gets knocked out cold.
Well, he did threaten to shirt front Vladimir Putin a couple of years ago too, didn't he? Doesn't mind a bit of a stoush.
Well, I'll be shirt fronting the leader of the free world, the 45th president of the United States, President Trump. I'm going to be meeting with him very shortly.
You're nervous?
Well, I am nervous, but of course our own Ditz has had something to do with US leaders, so should I challenge him to a game of squash?
Yes. Do your bit for our nation, for sure.
Absolutely.
I'm just thinking here out aloud, I read a big article about North Korea the other day where one of the things they do with society there is that everyone is encouraged to have the same hairdo as Kim Jong. Yeah, you are. You're meant to go and have a bowl cut with it split, parted down the middle.
What about Trumpy?
You imagine if, Donald Trump said to every American man, I want you to, channel my hairdo. Can you believe
that? What a terrific suggestion.
Yeah, I know.
Let's all just get fairy floss and whack it on top of our bonzers.
I was saying this morning, if Roo was Prime Minister of Australia, we'd all have to have a goatee and a shaved head.
Oh, beautiful stuff.
Yeah. Hey, now, big man, before you leave us, is there a song you're singing? Is there a song in your head at the moment?
Because it was Anzac Day this week, I've been singing Only 19 to myself.
Oh, yeah.
That famous Red Gum song.
Yeah.
I think the boys come actually out of Adelaide.
They do.
And Townsville lined the footpaths as we marched down to the quay. Mm. The clipping from the paper showed us young and strong and clean. And there's me in me slouch hat with me SLR and greens. All together now.
God help me.
I was only 19.
Excellent. Still brings a tear to my eye.
A tribute to our fighting men and women. Before I leave you, I just want to say that Triple M rocks all those people down south in Noarlunga.
Yeah. Good on you, Big Mal.
Good on you guys.
Triple M. 7:54, Roo. I want to ask you, is this a storm in a teacup? The Palace is in strife.
One of our strip clubs in Hindley Street.
One of our strip clubs. They're saying exploitation of Anzac Day.
Mm-hmm. What for? What'd they do?
Well, they posted an advert saying that all ex-servicemen welcome here after the march if you want. And I think you got a free lap dance or something.
Free entry.
Free entry, free lap dance. Why is that so outrageous?
I don't think it is myself.
Nah. And yet people outraged is the headline. Up in arms. Now, I was at the footy yesterday. Tell me this. Not that you can compare a cup of coffee and a piece of cake to a lap dance, but similar. I was at the big Anzac Day clash yesterday, Harndorf versus Mount Barker, and on the loudspeaker, and I thought this was fantastic. Any of the diggers, any ex-servicemen here today, half-time come in for coffee and cake.
Yep.
On the club.
Yep.
Fantastic.
That's good. That's what you do. A lot of pubs will give away half-price drinks or free drinks to any diggers that come in during the day.
I used to have a pub in North Adelaide. We'd buy them a beer.
Of course
after the march, they'd walk in.
Yep.
They had their medals on. They get a beer.
So what's the Palace going to do? It's going to give cheap lap dances or free lap dances.
Of course they are.
That's not disrespect. That's actually paying your respects.
In the day, without getting too debaucherous here, but in the day, in the Vietnam War, the boys would, on their day off, go into Saigon and go to the Palace. The equivalent.
Relax.
Yeah.
Well, it's not. They're not making money out of doing it. They're saying to the diggers, if you're giving them free stuff, you don't make money out of giving them free stuff.
So every other business that's open on that day
tries to do something.
It's Anzac Day. If you're a digger, come in and have whatever you like. Yeah, we'll look after
our share.
They happen to give away lap dances, as it turns out.
Oh, look, you can never keep everyone happy, can you?
If it's not your thing, then even with don't go there.
Can't make them happy with a lappy.
If you're not into that, don't go there.
No, and, exactly.
Move on.
Yeah. No, I think it's the teacup dits. I think you're right at the start. Storming a teacup.
Yeah. The do-gooders.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
All move on.
Glad you. I thought you'd agree with that one.
What do you think?
No. Absolutely. The only thing that lessened the controversy is if you're a 75-year-old digger and you've marched, maybe if you go in, there's a couple of 75-year-old ladies in there to accommodate. No, I'm not being stupid. I'm telling you, why not?
Well, I'd rather the other option.
Would you?
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
I was just thinking.
What?
That you put in someone of their age group.
No, what would you want to do that for?
Make the ladies feel good as well. Make them feel, sexy for the day.
Move on.
Why?
Move on.
I had more to tell you about that story. But
No.
All right. Ruined Dits for Breakfast on Triple M.
Ruined Dits for Breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
8:40, Ruined Dits for Breakfast. We normally have our Monday phone in, Roo, but obviously with a long weekend and we went here Monday, so it's become the Wednesday phone in this week. So if people want to call in and get something off their chest
hopefully they still do.
Tell us about anything that happened to them over the long break.
Yep.
Let's go to our calls now on 133353. Hello, good morning.
G'day, boys.
Who's that?
It's Tex again, mate.
Hey, Tex.
You've already been in today,
Tex. How you going?
Yeah, I know. I just forgot to mention that today feels like a Monday, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does a bit, yeah.
Yeah, because Anzac Day. Well, I was thinking if when we get to Sunday, when we're meant to be playing, it'll feel like Friday night.
Right.
Oh.
And, well, that's good because we play better on Fridays.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're on top of the ladder.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know whether you saw we've kicked 666 goals for us.
Right.
Mm.
That's the devil's number.
Right. Sex.
I'm glad we're not playing Melbourne.
No, right.
Or the demons.
Yeah. Anyway, this bloke walks into a bar.
Yeah.
With a giraffe, and they stand there and they get drunk.
Yeah.
And they stagger out, and the giraffe falls over, and the barman says, "Are you not going to leave that line here?" Bloke says, "It's not a line, it's a giraffe."
Oh, good. No, I like it, Tex. Good on you. Keep those dad jokes coming. Let's move on to our next caller. Hello, good morning. Who have we got there?
G'day, this is John Farnham. How are you, mate?
Fancy. There you go.
Hey, Johnny boy.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Glenn said to ring up. He said what a great job that, when you blokes were away, that Dave and Alana did. Dave Gleason, fantastic music. Yeah. So are you hiring musos now, are you, mate?
Well, maybe. What have you got in mind?
Well, Glenn reckons that it's got a better ring to it if it's Farnsy and Alanzy.
Right. Okay.
I'll do a song for you. I can change around the music just for the show. Ruse the voice, try and understand it. Anyway.
All right. Thanks, Farnsy. All right, we'll keep you in mind next time we go on holidays. John Farnham, unbelievable.
I like that.
Right, let's go to our next caller. Hello, good morning.
It's me.
Hello, who is it?
It's Helen.
Hello, Helen.
God. Helen from Hindley.
Yes, we know where you're from. Yep, yep.
I'm just ringing up to congratulate what the Palace have done.
What? Right. With Anzac
Day. Offering, yes, because some men are lonely. They've seen some of the worst things that they could ever see.
Yeah.
And just to offer them that. So on the back of that, I'm doing the same.
Right.
Just anyone that's ever had the Anzac spirit can come down today for a half price.
Right.
If it's a call in. That's any fight you've been in at all, like you, Mark, down the Ramsgate.
That's right. He's a bit of a war hero, isn't he, Helen?
Yeah, absolutely.
There was definitely Anzac spirit there, and I think the service just is for people like you, Mark.
right.
I'll come in and see you, Helen.
And you're saying half price, Helen?
Half price today for call-ins and 20% off for call-outs.
Half price, Helen's got a ring to it.
It has. All right, thanks, Helen. Final call, we've got time for one more. Hello, good morning.
Hello, rule boy. Hello, Dick.
Hello, Tommy Tai Chi.
Hey, Tommy Tai Chi, I heard just hear you talk about, you know, how do you play over in China.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course we play squash over there, you know?
Do you?
And, he come over, he played there, you know, you ask him, is he big in China? He's big everywhere he goes.
Yeah, very big. Getting bigger.
Yeah, you know, just remember to come down to the New Jade Imperial God on Monterey Dragon Rickshaw Peking Mandarin. And you know who come in last week?
Who?
The management or Triple M.
Oh,
really?
Oh. Right, what did you find out?
They have lobster, they have all the top stuff, and they drink the best Scotch whiskey, you know. Mm. But they talk to Tommy, they think Tommy could be involved in show even more.
Really?
Yeah, they say that, so you keep listening for maybe Tommy Rock Song coming up, you know?
Tommy's rock songs?
Well, not Rock Song, you silly rule boy.
Rock Song. Walk song.
Oh, walk song. Oh, they said rock songs.
You come down, Tommy's open 7 days a week, closed Tuesday.
Why close?
Right.
7 days, but closed Tuesday. Righto. Thanks, Tommy.
Yeah, see
you,
boy.
Gee, a lot of people listening in this morning. Yeah, we like our Monday phone in on a Wednesday. Good.
I like Texas Joe.
Ruined Dits on Triple M.
Ruined Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
All right, Ruined Dits for breakfast on Triple M. Hey, Roo, article in the paper today. The Adelaide City Council has got a budget of $3.1 million to build a gateway to Adelaide. Now, suggestions in the paper, things like the Arc de Triomphe in Paris. You've got, what else have we got? They've mentioned Brandenburg Gate in Berlin.
Yeah, stuff in Brussels.
Things like that. So what they're saying, two locations, either Main North Road, where a lot of traffic flows into Adelaide.
Sure does.
Or Sir Donald Bradman Drive. Now, my question to you, I want to say, by the way, I'm not being negative and knocking the city council, because I think any investment is good. I'd spend money on anything in our city to build and upgrade. And if we felt it was the right idea. But what does a gate like this do, a gateway or an entrance? Does it bring people to Adelaide? Would it benefit us?
I don't know if it would bring people to Adelaide, but it might give them a great entrance and a good start to their holiday, or a good farewell to their holiday. I like coming down the southeastern freeway from the Adelaide Hills and seeing that water feature as you get to the corner of Port Rush Road and Cross Road there, say, all right, we're in Adelaide, here we are. Mm. I don't mind that. I think $3 million in the scheme of things is not much money, really, when you consider how much we spend on other things around the state. I mean, you could obviously spend $3 million at, you know, primary schools or, you know, hundreds of other areas, and it's needed. There's no doubt about it. But I think beautifying the city or making statements for visitors is not a bad thing.
We often talk about Federation Square in Melbourne. I think that's been a huge success.
Beautiful.
People gather there all the time for events.
That'd be hundreds of millions.
Yeah. What about, for those of us that go to Melbourne regularly, you'll know, Roo, you fly there every week. When you're driving along the freeway there, Tullamarine Freeway into the city, these stupid structures, one's yellow that goes up into the sky, they got red beams.
It's called
Art
Dits.
Is that
which
what it
I
is?
Failed in year 9, by the way. But yeah, that's interesting though. Well,
but that costs millions of dollars. That looks ridiculous.
Yeah, but some people like that sort of stuff. And, you know, it's a bit of a statement as you go in. Or would you just prefer to have a boring freeway on the way in?
No, not boring. But I think if we just have really nice roads and a nice entrance, you know, an easy access to the city. I mean, one thing I'd say is Sir Donald Bradman Drive is not the easiest route into town.
It's not.
As soon as you get a bit of traffic on it.
I guess that's there purely for people who land at the airport and go straight in. That would be the reason they want to do something there. Main North Road, I mean, everything from all our people from north of the state come in through Port Wakefield Road and on Main North Road. So it would make sense there. And a lot of people go out that way when they go into the Barossa on weekend trips. So I think if they got it right, I don't mind the idea. I think it's quite good. I think anything you can make a memorable trip for visitors and make it a better experience for visitors is a good thing. $3 million is not a lot of money. So as long as they got bang for their buck, you'd want to see something, you'd want to feel it, and you'd want to like it.
But things like Arc de Triomphe and the like, we shouldn't compare ourselves to those. I mean, they are historical statues and buildings, aren't they?
Well, that'd be costing a hell of a lot more money than $3 million.
I think so. I mean, Sydney's got a harbour bridge and an opera house, but they weren't built to be tourist attractions, but they've turned out to be. One 333-53. What do you think? Is this is it worth spending $3 million on something like Sir Donald Bradman Drive that has a big gateway? And what would it say? Welcome to Adelaide, I suppose. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
What do you think? 133-53 or is there another suggestion? Do we need a Federation Square? I know they're trying to do a lot down at the Riverbank Roo here in Adelaide, obviously. There's going to be some...
On the Southern Plaza down there and then on the behind the... Well, near the Festival Theatre.
Mm.
Yeah, they're spending $600 million there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Gateway to Adelaide, what do you think? 133-53, give us a call.
Yeah, let's go to Parra Hills. G'day, Neville.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Good, Nev.
What do you reckon?
Roo, I think you're right on the money. I think it's not a lot of money. I think Port Wakefield Road, Main Off Road, is probably spot on, like you're saying.
Gets Cross?
A lot of people, yeah, somewhere there, mate, because everyone, sort of like you said, they're all going up the Copper Coast or they're going out to the Barossa Valley, and it needs something to spark that area up there. I think you're exactly right.
Yeah. All right. Good on you, Nev. Good positive call. Roo, I'm not just trying to pick holes in your argument for the sake of it, but if you're travelling north and you're heading to the Copper Coast or you're going to any of those towns, aren't we preaching to the converted? Do we need it to be...
On the way in.
On the way in.
Like, from coming from Port Wakefield Road or come from Main North Road.
But they're South Australians, so don't we need it if we're to do it?
No, but that's where a lot of that's where people from Melbourne drive in from.
Do they?
Yeah, and Perth all coming across the Nullarbor. No, well, you can come that way or you can come from Main North Road through the Riverland. When you drive to Melbourne, you go that way a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I think the entrances would be the South Eastern Freeway.
Yep.
Yeah, Airport, Burbridge Road, and that north one, that'd be the main three.
All right.
I reckon that'll get 80, 90% of people.
Yeah, all right. Might be a good idea.
Who knows?
It's Ruin Dits here on Triple M.
Get Ruin Dits for breakfast. Weekdays from 6 or subscribe to Ruin Dits for Breakfast Catch-Up at triplem.com.au.